நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது ஆரோவில் ரேடியோ.
Hello you all. Yes, you're listening to the Audible Weed Walk episode 39. This is Nina. Today I start with an earnest wish that all of you remain hearty and healthy, free of the virus. And if you are somebody who is COVID positive, that you're able to fight it off easily. One day soon, with the choices that we make in our food, energy, lifestyle, waste disposal and policies, hopefully we will tame this rogue virus or similar ones from creating such havoc in the future. We will start now and learn better how to rewild the earth and be able to deal with climate change. I have actually lost a friend this week. I'm sure by now all of you know someone who has suffered from this virus attack. For all those who have suffered, who had to depart untimely, we owe it to them to change our ways such that our choices do not stress the earth so much that it too has to gasp for survival. Someone has left a comment in my last podcast asking if I could post some researched findings about wild weedy plants that can destroy this virus. First, I would say no one in their right mind will claim to have the panacea that will stop it from spreading completely. But this comment reminded me of another incident. In my community, we have a WhatsApp group. It was a small group which grew by leaps and bounds during the first phase of lockdown, exchanging notes on what was wild and edible growing around the house or people's balconies, recipes, how to, you know, pre-treat them, how to preserve them. A vibrant exchange. We enjoyed it a lot. It allowed us to be aware of our surrounding, nourish ourselves and focus on the positive, and learn and share the learning with each other. All this made us feel enriched and well. So you see, it is not just the medicine or the food. How we approach it, treat it, share the positivity and learning with others has to do a lot with our sense of well-being and state of mind. Actually, this reminded me of another initiative that I must mention here. There are groups in Calcutta and one group I got to know in Hyderabad. These are independent, you know, people, set of people who have decided that they are going to offer free food to people who are COVID positive. Some of them, even to the entire family, with the understanding that, you know, what if the caregiver in the family herself or himself is COVID positive and cannot provide for the family. Such a beautiful initiative, completely, you know, spontaneous from the heart. And I was really touched. And I hope that such initiative actually, you know, becomes contagious and people get inspired by them to offer such generous help. In this kind of time where, you know, these people, they don't know who they're offering the help. It's not their family and friends only. It's whoever they're able to. It's so beautiful. And whoever is doing that, if this podcast ever reaches them, thank you so much for doing. So now back to my story. I was talking about WhatsApp group called Roots. There, somebody new into the group had posted something that was growing around in plenty around his house. A pretty weedy plant. So pretty that it is often used as a garden plant also. While sharing the photo, I could sense the joy and the pride that he had in this plant. Like I say, all plants are medicinal and some are edible. This one was somewhat edible but not to be eaten quite often. When the person inquiring about the plant learned this, I think he was quite disappointed. Disappointed that it was not also a super edible one. So he immediately asked, "Please tell me how to eradicate it." I remember having a jolt in reading the notes. You see, destroy, eradicate are the desires of human beings. Nature does not work like that. It tames, makes rogue manageable, strengthen others around so that what is so dominant are not so anymore. There are few diseases on earth that globally we have managed in the past like that. None of them have been quite eliminated, though must say they have been weakened by the strength of our body, by the strength of our knowledge and science. If you have noticed, medical science is getting better equipped to manage, treat COVID virus before it gets to the state that one has to go to the hospital. This is not the time to be afraid of, but it is not the time to ignore that there is potentially a deadly virus in the air. The friend I have lost was not in the risk age group, not too young, not too old, and did not have any apparent comorbidity either. Perhaps it remained silently in her body as an asymptomatic case for a long time before striking so hard one day that it was impossible to tackle. So instead of passively hoping that the virus will not affect us ever or the second time around, yes, it can infect someone more than once. Let us see what we can do. Follow the safety protocols. Note the word I am using protocols and not precautions. What is individually we think as precautions that works for us may or may not exactly match with the protocols that is meant for all. So have the precautions in the privacy of your space, but let us follow the protocols while in public. Keeping distance and staying away from gathering helps. Of course, several people have recommended good exercise, especially breathing exercise or pranayama. If economy and your responsibilities allows you, indulge in learning something new. Watch a good movie that you have missed out before. Read books. Enter into conversation and discussions with friends and family that interests you. Have a full life. Part of this living well is strengthening our immunity. There are immunity boosters, medicine package. There's more supplement package that the doctors are now recommending. Include zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, gurgling with something and inhaling steam. Find out from your local care provider and fortify yourself. In addition, we can take care of our nourishment. What we eat can and should strengthen our body. We have to be attentive of our seasonal need to remain cool, detox our body, build our immunity with the right nutrition and micronutrients so that our body can resist the virus better, and if we are positive, it is able to fight it off easily. Then our diet can also heal and rejuvenate us. Yes, we can do this. This is in our control. And we hear you will be much aided by the wild, weedy, ultra-organic, super nutritious, rich in micronutrient greens. First, I would like to share some information on the dietary tips. I have found a research article published in 2020 in the International Journal of Research in Pharmaceutical Sciences by two authors, Kaikwad and Shilotkar. The authors did a systematic study, a review of literature available on ahara or diet from Charak Samhita and other texts, newspaper articles, published journal articles, web page related to the same. Every human being, the author argue, is unique with respect to her or his prakriti or the physical and mental temperament, Agni or digestive capacity, and Koshta or the nature of bowel, etc. And that the reason one must be very attentive and develop a skill to listen to our body. It may act and react differently to temperature, pollen, food, different from our friends and near and dear ones. The authors say that the diet or ahara, when consumed in the appropriate amount at the right moment following niyamas or the guidelines given in the Ayurveda text, it gives immunity and keeps the body in healthy state during pandemics such as COVID-19. Of course, as you know, that you can choose and follow other equally wonderful nature-based traditions other than Ayurveda, like yoga, siddha, Yunani, Soa Rigpa, naturopathy, Native American traditional healing, Chinese medicine, and you name it. We have not mentioned or even know the nature-based healing and the medication practiced by the indigenous people around the world. Follow what you believe in and what you can access wherever you are located. That is important. The author of the paper says that ultimately, balanced and nutritious diet taken following the regime or niyam will help the human body to maintain its strength for life. The article reviews the concept of diet in combination of food, their quantity, quality, methods of preparation and processes that are essential at this time. So what food you will choose to find your way back to health will be your choice based on your body, your location, season and availability. As I mentioned, weedy plant rich in vitamin C and zinc in my last podcast. You will be well familiar with the weedy. If you are well familiar with the weedy plants that are in my book, you can incorporate some of these macronutrient rich food in your diet as broth, teas, green curry, using traditional recipe, or make something on your own, something simple, however you feel. Whatever your diet you choose for yourself to remain happy and healthy, please choose a whole food diet, not processed food, fresh and simply cooked food, local and humane, irrespective of whether you are an omnivore, vegetarian or vegan. The abuse of animal that is considered the root of this virus spread did not happen in distant one only. Wild animals may not be caged and stressed around us, but other animals are. Have you seen live chickens that are kept waiting to be sold? Why only food? Have you seen the mushrooming pet stores in which the poor hapless animals without water, without companion are put into these tiny cages and displayed outside? When we spray our cashew with pesticides that makes us disoriented and break into rashes, or behind the scene the food we purchase from the market comes laced with dye, wax and grow with chemicals, aren't we in the epicenter ourselves? These are epicenters of our own creation, isn't it? The last clause, being continuously human, being consciously human, is important. One thing that COVID has taught us, highlighted to us, actually screaming and telling us that despite what we may think, we are a part of nature. We need to take care of ourselves better, and ourselves extend beyond our body. It extends to other people, other non-human beings, to the earth itself. Let us put our conscious attention in doing that, and it will lead us back to health, a healthy self, a healthy nature, and healthy planet. With that, I see you next time. Stay well and stay safe. Take care.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.